Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He's devoid of decency. He wakes up every single day, only cares about himself. He lacks, I don't know, maybe he has a morsel of character in him. And he's the president of the United States. And he's gross often. And sure, at times, and maybe frequently, he's kind to his grandkids. Oh, my God. Amazing. You're not a bully to your grandkids. Let's not forget what he said about Ivanka one time. What do you and Ivanka have in common? Sex. How many times was he on Howard Stern? This is the President of the United States. Talking about his daughter's boobs and how they're just tremendous. You can find an endless number of Republicans who have character and morality, at least they did before they just were hypnotized and showed their cowardice and acted like they didn't know what a jackass Donald Trump is. I'm sick of tiptoeing around this guy. Let's just give one example. When a female reporter is asking him legitimate questions about the Epstein files, hit it. All right. It's hard to hear, but by now you know. He says to a female reporter, quiet, quiet, piggy. He's got a pattern of calling women pigs. But we're okay with that, right? 651-461-9226. Let's go. Let's talk about him. I mean, honestly. Then, what soundbite do you want to play when he's with a murderer? And I got it. Our relationship with Saudi Arabia is very complicated because in the Middle East, we got Israel. Who else do we have? With Jordan some of the time? Qatar? Well, of course, we've got Qatar now because they gave him a $400 million jet that if you think he's just going to donate that and he's never going to use it, come on. You're not this naive. You're not. You're smart. You know he's getting that not to have it just at the Trump Museum, which we understated. I know. He's going to use it. He's going to try to continue as the President of the United States, too. Let's just stop the charade. Where do you want to start when he's with MBS, who ordered and orchestrated the cutting up of Jamal Khashoggi, who is living in the United States of America, working for the Washington Post, and chronicling the awful, deviant behavior of MBS? What do you want to play first?
Well, we'll start with the questioning regarding Trump with doing business with the Saudis, his family, as well as inviting MBS to the Oval Office.
This is Mary Bruce.
Yes, from ABC.
Excellent reporter.
And for your family to be doing business in Saudi Arabia while you're president, is that a conflict of interest? And Your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office. Why should Americans trust you? And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question. I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy. What my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot. And anything they've done has been very good. That's what we've done. We've built a tremendous business for a long time. I've been very successful. I decided to leave that success behind and make America very successful. And I've made America more successful by far than it ever was, and that it ever could have been, no matter who was president. There would be nobody bringing in $21 trillion, that
Not
I can tell you right now.
Number.
As far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about.
Who is
Whether
that?
You like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
Okay, just a reminder, maybe you've heard this by now. There's this thing called, Central Intelligence Agency that determined that MBS knew everything about it, organized it, and made sure that he was butchered, that he was just brutally murdered. Dave, that must have been during the Obama. That had to be the Obama CIA, right?
Clearly, yeah.
No, maybe the Clinton one. No, the Biden one. No, it's the Trump CIA-led that determined MBS, who's a control freak. And you know who he was controversial with? MBS and his sycophants. Because Khashoggi was writing, even when his life had been threatened over and over and over again, that he was going to be killed. He was writing about the brutal civil rights abuses that take place in Saudi Arabia. And let's remind you, as we said, you got Qatar, you got Jordan, you obviously have Israel. America is, if you're running for the presidency, take your pick, Republican, Democrat, you talk tough about Saudi Arabia. And then in the end, you know what? You try to work with them because you need their oil.
Mm-hmm.
And you need another supporter. So Donald Trump is not the only one who has worked hand in glove as a president. Joe Biden, fist bumping. Barack Obama, also working with them. It's not easy. But you want to look up Jared Kushner for me, the president's son-in-law, Ivanka's daughter, and his creepy comments about his daughter, by the way. He now has his hedge fund is worth $2 billion. And he had that role in the Middle East where he did some good things. He really did. He was involved in and played a significant part with Steve Witkoff and the president for what's taking place between Israel and Hamas. And by the way, Donald Trump deserves credit for that. He absolutely does. Donald Trump deserves credit for what's happened with the border. Deserves credit. I am not afraid of giving him credit. On character, I don't see it. At all. I just don't see it. Do you see how much Kushner received? It's $2 billion, right? That's the $2 billion hedge fund.
I believe that's right. As of now, it looks like the hedge fund is worth over $5
billion. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
And does it say where that money came from?
Oh, let's see. Fund is privately held, invested in various companies, including Israeli, Dubai-based, German, Brazilian, etc.
But know where the actual money came from, because it came from...
Oh, a significant portion coming from Saudi Arabia's public investment fund.
There we go.
That's the one.
There we go. Family has nothing to do with it. It was just a coincidence that a country with unlimited funds gave money to the son-in-law to stay in good graces. And there's other examples of the family involved. And come on, you can be his biggest supporter. You don't believe he's not involved in the family business. No one believes this. You wouldn't spend time with this guy. Can you imagine younger Donald Trump acting this way? And if you had a daughter and you'd want your daughter to be in a relationship with this guy, can you imagine if he's a teacher or a coach of your kids? Or if he joined, Dave, your friendship group, what do you think? What would you do with that friendship group?
Be a very awkward group.
You'd get out of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be pleased.
You would get out of it. He doesn't stop. He's a bully. John McCain. I like war heroes who aren't captured. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants the Epstein files released. She basically has supported him 99.99% of the time. As soon as she didn't, she's a traitor. Everybody's an enemy. Everything is vitriol. I get it. If you have Republican principles, I'll say it again. I'm an ardent critic, and I'm sick of him as a human because he does this all the time, and we're so damn desensitized. You know, by the way, there's dozens of women, have accused him of sexual harassment. I have no idea what's in the Epstein files outside of that tranche that was released last week, 20,000 emails. He was only mentioned 1,600 times. Does that mean he's a pedophile? It doesn't. It doesn't. And I will never say that until there's proof. And if there's proof, I certainly will bring it up. But, yeah, they're all coordinated. All the women are coordinated. Right? And all these lawsuits were well before he was president. Then Dan from Hopkins, okay, who's a nice man, he calls Adam and Jordana, and he's telling us that there's a war in this country. See, Dan's buying the hyperbolic Trump nonsense. There's not a war. There's largely spirited, passionate disagreement. And you know what? I want zero part of the far left. Won't vote for anybody on the far left. I'm not going to. But there's a war going on. Dan's the same one last time he was on with us. Says Chicago's a war zone. Oh, give me a break. Go to Chicago this weekend and have a great time. And then Dan also added, nobody can even figure out why Trump was charged. Oh, I can. There were classified documents laying around. He reached out to Georgia and said, I need 12,000 votes. And then he sat on his fat ass and just watched January 6th. Stop, Dan. We all know why. And we also know why. We also know that Merrick Garland was late to every single one of them. And that never happens with Donald Trump. So to make sure these files don't get released, he tells his attorney general not to investigate all the files, but just Democrats. So guess what now? No documents will be released. He's devoid of decency. You want to agree with me? You want to disagree with me? Let's go. Let's move us Stretch Lab to the bottom of the hour. 651-461-9226. Be passionate. Massively disagree with you. We'll go back and forth. That's fine. You want to agree with me? Call in. 651-461-9226. Text the same number. 651-461-9226. I rarely, if ever, see decency from this guy, and he's the leader of our country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, David Allen here again. Before we get to a slew of texts on Trump and the fact he might occasionally bump into character, and again, like I said in the first segment, just being kind to your grandkids, that's the bar of character? You've got to be kidding me. Okay. I mean, the worst of the worst are kind to their grandkids, so give me a break. What do you got for a bumper music theme?
Something far less despicable and serious that we're talking about. An ode to one of the great board games of all time that's never been completed.
Mm.
Never once has a game actually finished according to the rules.
That's right, this other nonsense.
It is National Play Monopoly today. So our bumper theme will be taking a trip around the Monopoly board, starting with, of course, okay, go.
Good way to start.
You got to start on go.
Good way to start. Kevin wants to chime in on the Trump conversation. Kevin, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
I can agree with you absolutely 100% that on a personality side, Donald Trump is an absolutely despicable human being. But Joe Biden was equally despicable, did things that were worse. But I'll take Trump's policies over 10 million illegal aliens and the myriad of other failures of the Biden administration. His entire family got rich. His family had over 190 LLCs with no products made or anything being sold. That is money laundering 101.
Okay, on the border, I crushed Joe Biden on the border by 22, I think it was. I said he's not up for the job by, heck, even when the campaign, I said he's hiding. So I was not timid on him. Some of that stuff, Kevin, has not been proven. Do I think when Joe Biden was having phone calls and his son ended up with jobs where he 100% was not qualified, 100% not qualified, am I dubious of that? But some of that 190 LLCs, when you actually get to the facts, has been exaggerated. It just flat out has. They had Comer investigate him endlessly, and there are all these promises about it. So if you're telling me, was Joe Biden a good president? I don't believe so. Was it capable of the presidency for years? I don't think so. Is he in any way comparable to Donald Trump as a human being? In my opinion, not even close. But you get to disagree.
Joe Biden won't even acknowledge his granddaughter because it's of who the family member is and how she was born.
He's wrong. He's wrong for that. He's 100% wrong for that. It's complicated, but I don't agree with him in any way on that. I mean, do we really want to go to the dozens of women that Trump has been sexually accused of harassing? Do we want to go to his bullying all the time, his disgusting behavior? I mean, I get it. I'm no huge fan of Joe Biden, but I don't want to do whataboutism every single time. I mean, as someone who wants to support him, as it seems you do, and you are absolutely 100% entitled to, why not support a Marco Rubio or a Ted Cruz or the myriad of Ron DeSantis, other Republicans who have the same policies but don't wake up every single day saying, how can today benefit me?
I'm happy to be there and vote for them if they show up at the national level.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the phone call and understand disagreement is a part of what we do. The irony of the fat pig make it funny, but it looks sadly hilarious. Come on, karma, do your thing. Yeah, he's so weird about people's looks. And he's the president of the United States, right? He's been the president twice. He's had a life that he views as completely successful. But he's fixated on people's looks. And he's just a misogynist. Is there any doubt about that?
No, there is not.
Quiet piggy. Please, someone defend that to me. And by the way, the other folks on Air Force One, where were you?
You have the ability to say, hey, knock that off.
I'm embarrassed by those folks for not stepping up. Anyone who still supports Trump at this point is either clueless follower, horrible person. I do not believe that. I do not believe it. Kevin, supporter, I do not believe that. I think character absolutely, positively is essential to the president of the United States. And others separate that. Or others are so in agreement on many of the things he does. But I'm not willing to say everybody that supports Donald Trump is a horrible person. Last statewide election we had with prominent positions was in 2022. And two of the big four positions, I voted for a Republican. And that is on my children's life. Okay? That is 100% true. And it wouldn't shock me if I vote for multiple Republicans next year when we have statewide races. This guy is a fake. He was never Republican in true. He was just a centrist who was socially left to the right fiscally. And then let's not forget about, again, devoid of character. Year after year after year, what did he say about Barack Obama? Where's his birth certificate? Why does he say Barack Hussein Obama? Oh, he's a Muslim. No, he's actually there. He goes church all the time. The evangelicals who support Donald Trump, when so much of their faith, to their credit, is about kindness and decency and helping all. And Donald Trump is who he is, Dave. How do those folks justify that?
I don't know. I don't know.
The White House was another disgusting display. What a shameful answer to question. And sticking up for a person who ordered the killing of a journalist. You know what? And then attacking another female journalist. Answer the damn question. Here's another example of his awful character. He just lies and lies and lies and lies and lies. I wish we'd focus on what can be done going forward and holding both parties accountable to do their jobs. I'm afraid we aren't going to get there. I am too. And again, I think the energy for the Democrats is to the left, well left of where I want to be. And it disheartens me. Please, somehow, some way, give us multiple options or give us a Republican who is a decent person who you can say, I agree with the policies, or I don't agree, but I see a John McCain. I see a Mitt Romney. Give me those individuals on either side, because character should matter. We'll maybe get back to this later because there is a lot of text, but I want to get to Rena here, and I want to talk about Stretch Lab, and I want to talk about a place that can help you out. 13-some locations in the metro area. You go there, you see one of the trained flexologists. First of all, you walk in. I'd appreciate if you tell folks about the spot. If you don't, no problem. You go to one of those locations. Dave's got one in Woodbury. I have one in Plymouth. Jason's up later. One of his 19 homes is in Maple Grove. He's got one there. They're all across the metro area. Go there, sit down. They've got equipment where they're going to see maybe where you're a little tighter than you think you are. Maybe you think it's the right side when it's the left side causing the issues. And sign up for that first 50-minute session, under $70, and you're going to feel better right away. Run through the options you have. You could be a 15-year-old. You can be an 85-year-old. You can be fit. You can be flabby. You can think you're in pretty good shape and you're not, or vice versa. The flexologists will help you out on a regular basis. They've been helping me and my family for closing in on 7 years. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Rena's here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How does it feel to have a phone that works?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it kind of works.
Okay, wait a second. What's going on? What do we got here?
So they ordered me a phone, and it came, but it had, like, such small amount of capacity on it that my iPhone 13 wouldn't transfer everything over to it. Then it wouldn't work as, like, a phone or... I couldn't text on it. I couldn't use email or anything. So I just started deleting a bunch of stuff.
So she basically was handed a box.
Incoming. Yes, exactly.
Again, was this out of a street corner in a van or? Come on.
Yeah, down by the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just not even get into it.
Wow.
It's never easy, is it? First world problems, I always say.
I think there's a lot of people who have phones and aren't all in the first world, Dave. You know, having a phone where if you want to have your email on it, you want to text, You want to save stuff? I think that's I don't think that's living the la-di-da personality, Dave.
I mean,
for sure it is. Phones are a gift and a that's like a bonus in life.
Well, just go to the tin can and a string.
Yeah,
at this
okay,
point.
Okay. Well, then get rid of how about electricity. Get rid of the car. Get rid of the home. Just a tent. Just you, the husband, and your beautiful daughter, just outside in a tent, and say, "This is how life was meant to be."
It probably was. It would be easier, don't you think?
No, I don't.
No, okay.
Dave, you want to try it?
Yeah.
How about you two folks try and I'll observe both of you?
Now, I'm sure Rena would be very good, you know, foraging for food.
You know what? I take exception to the way that you said that.
Wow.
Which way did I say it? The one where I implied you'd be injured very quickly?
You think I couldn't forge?
Yes, I'm with him. I
think you'd twist an ankle within 2 minutes.
Okay, that part's fair. But I could forge if I needed to.
Okay. Give me an example of you foraging something and finding the bottle of wine after a long day does not count, okay? Finding total wine on the ride home and talking to somebody and saying,
having to use maps on my phone to get there.
Yes, that's not quite foraging.
Can't do that now.
How do you pay for things if you can't tap? Like, what do you do? Like, what do you even do? Tap, tap. That's it. If I can't do that, I'm going hungry.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair. Foraging. You might have to work foraging into the open now, Dave. So Dave found a story today, because we're coming up in the holidays, right? And Dave found a story about shoes. Go ahead, Dave. Explain the concept to the forager what we're talking about.
Well, it's the age-old argument, I would say. If you're having guests over to your place, is it allowed for you to say, hey, shoes off at the door? Or do you just have to grin and bear it and say guests will do what they want because they are guests and they're in your home? And if they're more comfortable in their shoes for whatever reason, you have to allow that.
I will tell you, I grew up in a place where you would never in a million years ask someone to take their shoes off. It just was not a thing.
Okay.
And then, of course, we had a period of time where we asked people to keep their shoes on so their toes would survive the visit from the dog. Yes. I do not care if people leave their shoes on in my home. I do not care. If that's what makes you more comfortable, you do it. But I will always ask when I'm at someone else's house.
Okay, I am inclined to have a new shoes home. I am inclined to do it. And I still remember, this is a while back when Kathleen and I were still married, and threw a surprise party, maybe 40 to 50 people. And everybody but one looked at me. Everybody else said, fine, no problem. And then we hit them upstairs, right? And there was one individual who looked at me and said, you must be bleeping kidding me. Look at how this goes
Stop
with
it.
My, look at how, wait, I'm not done. Look at how this goes with my outfit. And then her husband defended her too. While he's taking his shoes off. 100%
accurate. Are they Minnesotans?
Oh, I'd love to tell you. I'd love to tell you who, because the name would ring a bell with a few people. It really would, but I'm just gonna, in a rare moment, shut my mouth. But it didn't surprise me because it was an incredibly superficial individual who initially, when we met, I really liked her, and then at one point went to her house, and she had two boys. This is before Quentin was born. So their boys were about the same age as Hunter and Griffin, maybe 4 and 3 then. And we go to their house, and there are pictures all over the place, which I love. House with family pictures, that's great. Again, not exaggerating, 90%+ of the pictures were her.
Stop.
Glamour shots?
Yes, she was in a position where there were glamour shots.
stop it. I hope you are no longer friends with this human.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not. Because another time I saw this person running into the original Pancake House. When it used to be in downtown, was that down the bottom of the hill?
Yeah.
And parking in the handicapped spot to run in and get her food. And so I waited. I wasn't quiet this time. And I'm like, what are you doing? I had to go. This is where you're parking? I love you. Good to see you. I have to go. Well, first of all, she didn't love me. She just was trying to get away. You cannot use the handicap spot to pick up your takeout.
There's so many things wrong with that. First of all, why are you getting takeout from the original Pancake House? Like, that is not a takeout place. You go and you eat your pancakes. There's nothing worse than pancakes that have traveled somewhere for 20 minutes. Stop. That's just not a place you do takeout from. A. B. How dare you use the handicap spot?
It's
awful. How very dare you?
Exactly. Okay. So we got a couple things here to chew on, Dave.
Good pun.
Thank you. First of all,
that's what your pancakes would be.
Exactly. Can you take breakfast home? Can you pick up breakfast and bring it home, including pancakes? Because I am 180 degrees on the opposite side of the story from the forager. And two, do you, with the holidays coming up, have a strict policy on the shoe situation? And if somebody says no, how adamant are you about said policy? 651-461-9226. I am strict about this policy. The policy is I love that I work with Aquarius. Yes, AquariusHomeServices.com. This company started in 1987, and they are roaring with success. But that doesn't mean they don't view every day as another day where they're earning the right to be recommended. It's the utility room where they can help you. When we're honestly talking, we were kidding Susie about the practice driving. You can't really practice winter driving when there's no ice and snow. But making sure your furnace is working, you don't have any carbon monoxide issues, absolutely. And Aquarius Home Services helps with the utility room. They also help with the water softener. Make sure those dishes are fine. Make sure your laundry is as soft as you want to. Make sure that bath and shower works. But let's get to their signature item, the Kinetico drinking water system. Speaking of the holidays, you're going to be using water all over the place. It's not just the holidays today. Right away, boom, couple glasses of water from the great Kinetico drinking water system. Right now, when you go to AquariusHomeServices.com, you can save up to 25%. Don't wait. Track down Aquarius today. That was AI. That's the new cop out now, Rita. When you do something, That was AI. Not really me. Let's see. So day-old pancakes are out of the question for Rita. As someone who's picked up from the Plymouth original Pancake House, Dave, I'm going to say 20 times.
It's plenty.
I think there's this new concept Rena's not familiar with because, again, she's foraging. She's in a tent. It's called an oven. It's called a microwave. Mm. You can warm these things up.
Mm, microwave scrambled eggs.
She's got a point.
Okay. Sometimes it's a Sunday morning. Sometimes you might have five kids there, four kids there. Now, I know you two would say, go out in the woods and hunt a grizzly bear. As someone who's, I, first of all, I'm a tremendous egg maker. I just want to tell the truth. I mean, whether it's scrambled, the omelet. I mean, here's where I get really crazy. The hard-boiled egg.
One of the tougher eggs to make.
It really is. And you know what I do? I don't even set a timer. You know, I pull it
off.
You know, I just mind melt
with
the egg.
Go by feel.
So, yeah, I put my hand in there. God, this water's a little warm. Yeah, and however long I could stay without, you know, totally burning my head to a point where it's disintegrating, then I say the egg's ready. Dave Harrigan, noted frugologist. Yes or no, can you pick up breakfast items and bring them home?
You can if you're willing to sacrifice quality. Okay. They're not as good when you bring them. It's, I mean, that goes for almost every takeout item. It's not as good.
True.
When it's covered up and packaged and it takes 20 more minutes. And specifically for breakfast, I mean, you go out for breakfast. Most places, the food's done before you even complete the order. Breakfast is so darn quick. Why wouldn't you just go sit at the table?
Because you might have 9 kids back. I keep going higher with kids. You might have 17 children.
Then order for yourself, eat, and bring it the rest home for the kids. Who cares?
Hear me out here.
I'm up to 34 kids.
You take the powder. You and your 34 kids. You take the powder. You add the water, and you literally make the pancakes in your house, which taste better anyway. And it's easy.
Wow.
It's easy. And then you throw a couple of chocolate chips in there. My kid's like over the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know, Original Pancake House is just called. They were about to sponsor this segment right now. They are organizing a protest at Care 11. Okay, that's
you
where
go
they're
right ahead.
That's right.
You go
where
right
they're
ahead.
Headed. Right where they're headed. I had a sign from a texter on the Harrigan Hotline. I had a sign on the door all the time that said, "Please take off your shoes
and knock it off."
Dave Harrigan, you're going to have a soiree or two the next 6 weeks.
I love soirees.
Okay, you've just cleaned up the place.
Mm-hmm.
Spotless. You could eat anywhere. You're 47. This guy has a rotisserie chicken 47 days later. How does he have the temerity to tell me about my eggs that are maybe 10 minutes old? Can I just walk in? It's snowy out. Can I just walk in and gallivant around your house?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Hard, fast rule. Shoes off at the door or go home.
Rena Sargent.
You would really send someone home. Like if someone's like, you know what? My feet hurt. I have bunions. I'd prefer to leave my shoes on. You're like, get out now.
If they want to pay for the carpet cleaning afterwards, go ahead.
How often does that happen when the first line is, "I have bunions"? I
mean, apparently, you have people with good feet in your life, and you should thank God for that.
Yeah. Are you a member of the Bunion Club that we didn't realize?
I'm not a member of the Bunion Club. Not yet, anyway.
There we go. That's
those
all.
Darn high heel for 86 years.
Yes, that'll be a part of the Open next week. We have to go. See ya.
Fine. Bye.
Rena Sarge is something or other. Your Linus Construction Time Check is, it's 150 or it's 12:58. Time to protect your home with clog-free Leaf Guard brand gutters. Installation labor, 50% off through the end of the month. William Guerin, next hour. What do you have on the Wild? They're playing better. And also a sad story about a young man they brought in to the organization and what's happened in the last couple days. Important stuff with Billy and then some later stuff also next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.